Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's another day after a debate. I don't call what they do debates. I'm just pretty well disgusted with almost every single one of them. I'll tell you what, it's pretty sad, and this is the last two debates. Now, don't get angry with me, but the last two debates, they've made Kasich look good to me. They've made Kasich look good. I'm just so fed up with them. And I'll tell you what. And maybe you disagree with me, and that's okay. You know, this is Free for All Friday, 877-895-5410. You know, you can hate Trump all you want, and that's okay with me. I don't care. But look at how you're being manipulated, and think about that. Think about how you are being manipulated. The moderators present their questions in such a way, it was everybody against Trump, except for Kasich. He wouldn't join in. I felt it was poorly done. I feel like they're all poorly done. I feel like they are just for entertainment. They're just for ratings for these news networks. And it's not about giving you and me any answers. I'm tired of them calling each other names. I'm disgusted with some of the personal attacks that have been going on. There seems to be no dignity for the office that they're seeking. Romney comes out prior to the debate. Like I said, you can hate Trump all you want. That's fine with me. I'm not in love with the man. But Romney comes out after he wanted nothing to do with the election, and all of a sudden he's Trump's enemy. But when Trump was giving him money and helping him run for the president, then he was the best thing since homemade apple pie. Now he's the enemy. They've all taken money from Trump. Now you could say what you want, but they've all taken money somewhere along the line from Donald Trump. And now he's their enemy. I'm going to tell you what. It's not about you and I. They could care less about you and about me. Or about our children. Or our grandchildren. Or the great-grandchildren. Or the great-great-grandchildren. It's all about party. Somebody yesterday sent me this little piece, and I'm going to share it here in just a few minutes, but I am to the point, do you remember when we didn't want to bail out the banks, just let them fall? I'm to that point with the GOP. I am fed up with them. I have something here that I saw floating around, and it, you know, it's absolutely true, and it's got a picture of Congress here. It says the Republican rhinos in Washington can team up against Donald Trump in a matter of days, but can't stop Barack Obama on his issues. So is Trump a greater threat to our security than the Iran deal was, or than the immigrants, The folks that they're trying to bring in here, the war people that they're trying to bring in here to, I've lost my mind. Is Trump a greater threat to the economy than the TPP? Is Trump a greater threat to our health care than Obamacare? They could never come together on that, but boy, they're all together to fight Trump. They've got to take this man down. And yet you see, in the elections that have been going on, how the American people, some of them who haven't been voting for years, are so fed up with it. I don't think they like Trump so much as they're upset with what's going on. It isn't about Trump. I want you to understand that. It's about controlling we the people. You will be allowed only the option the elite GOP choose you to have. They do not choose Trump. They did not choose Ben Carson. They did not choose Carly Fiorina. And they originally did not choose Ted Cruz. These are people that have not been in the GOP society. They're not one of them. I don't know that right now, looking at what they have said and done, that any of these are the statesmen we need. But like the article I shared with you yesterday, it's not about a president. They have taken our republic, our constitutional republic, and absolutely torn it apart. They've absolutely torn it apart. They, as in Congress. They, as in a Supreme Court that is agenda-driven. They, as in this current administration and several before it. This has been going on for a long, long time. And your liberties are in jeopardy. Now, let me share this. This came from someone who listens. He says, honor and duty are superior to the right. Well, I'm sorry, I got the wrong one there. I've got the wrong one. Let me get here. It says, in the 1800s, the people became fed up with the establishment and destroyed the Whig Party and formed the Republican Party. Now the people are fed up with the corruptness of the Republican Party, and we need to form a new party, the Citizens Party. Now he's inspired, or she, this is a she, is inspired by Donald Trump. But I'm here to tell you, he's just the pawn in this situation with the anger of the people. She's committed to him, even if he runs a third party. She is committed. They were talking about this last night, the talking heads. These people are loyal no matter what they do to him or no matter what they say about him. It's because they have been treated so unloyally. I was upset at the very first debate when the demand of a loyalty pledge from the GOP to these candidates was risen. They knew then that Trump was going to do something because, I guess they could just feel it in the air. So they wanted to trap him, make him promise, and then they were going to try and tear him down. And it just hasn't worked. And now they're in a panic, and they're pulling out their guns. They're pulling out their Mitt Romneys. They're pulling out others who come out. Tom DeLay came out. Like I said, hate Trump if you want. That's fine with me. But please, let the scales fall from your eyes and see that it's a manipulation of you more than it is of him. They've got to take him out of the way so you don't vote for him. You or your neighbor or whoever. They have got teamwork going. They tag-teamed against him last night. Not just Rubio and Cruz. Rubio was the worst. But not just them, the moderators. They had it formatted to go after him. I thought it was a horrible debate. Many thought Trump won. I didn't think so. I don't think anybody wins those debates. I think the American people are the losers because we know nothing. We know nothing more about them other than they can't get along than we knew before. And we already knew that. We're going into a break. It is Free for All Friday. I want to talk about the character of our founding fathers when we come back. 877-895-5410. It is Free for All Friday, and your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday, and your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Lest I warn you, please do not wait. If you've got something you want to say, something you want to get off your chest, don't wait till the last segment. Get her done now. 877-895-5410. But as I was contemplating and thinking about the lack of dignity in the way that these candidates are acting, all of them, with the exception of Kasich. Like I said, Kasich was a gentleman. And what has gone on? The manipulation. And you know, when Chris Ann Hall was on the air with me, she talked about everybody's talking about the presidency. What? Who's running for representative and senator in your community, in your area? Who's running for the school board? Who's running for the county sheriff, for the county commissioner, your alderman? Those are important. More so, I believe, than the president's seat. Now, I just heard somebody gasp out there. And I do have the paper that I read to you yesterday. I have it ready if you would like it. And it is on my blog. It is on my blog. And I've also put a blog up there for rescue for the CSC Talk Radio. It needs rescued. So you can visit my website and just click on the blog page. And you can read the letter, download it, print it off. And if you're not a computer person, just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope and say it doesn't matter who's president, that that's what you want. Okay? Well, I got to thinking about the lack of respect with the way they're behaving. Now, I say that, but we had candidates in the past, in the far past, that were actually went to dueling with guns. But the lack of respect and dignity for the office, that's what I see when I see them name-calling and putting people down. And I'm talking about Trump, too. I'm tired of him saying he's a loser. I guess he could say worse things. None of them have been above reproach. And that saddens me greatly. Our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. A common 20th century criticism of the founding is that it enshrines the principle of self-interest at the heart of the regime. The Declaration speaks of rights, we are told, but it does not seem to have much to say about duties. If rights come first, and if the first right is the right to life, it seems that our obligations to others are contingent on our rights. In other words, what seems to come first in the Declaration is selfishness, looking out for one's own life, liberty, and happiness. I know you're getting upset. Don't get upset. There's more. This is a paragraph that followed what I'm about to read to you. Somebody else said this. But contrary to that particular view, and that would be your progressive view, the Founding Fathers emphatically placed their honor and duty over their private rights. The Declaration says in the second paragraph that when a people is subjected to right, it is their duty to change the government. The duty is higher than one's own personal survival or selfish interest. It may, in fact, require the sacrifices of one's own life. I don't believe here in the United States of America very many of us have reached that particular point where we're ready to sacrifice our life for the rights of others, for the right to speak, freedom of speech, for the right to carry a gun, for the right of many things in the Bill of Rights. What have we sacrificed? What are we willing to sacrifice? I think that as I continue with this, I want you to think about that. I don't know that I have sacrificed. I know I haven't sacrificed my life yet. I have sacrificed a great deal in the last 5 years. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying it. It's just the way it is. I felt it was the right thing to do. And I sacrificed the last 5 years, and I took away from the years prior to that in order to do it. As I continue this, I'm going to finish this one paragraph and then I'm going to go to the phones. It says, that is why the Declaration concludes with each noble word, we pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. That is a loyalty pledge. We'll continue this in just a moment. I want to go to the phones. We have Tim from Iowa. Tim, how are you today?
Hey, how you doing, Beth?
I'm doing okay, sir. What's up with you?
Well, I agree with you. The debate was another debacle last night. They ought to call them debacles instead of debate.
Well, they ought to spell bait, yeah. B-A-I-T, because they're baiting one another. You know, when the questions... I'll let you talk in just a second. But when the questions are all about... When Trump said this, or when you said this about Trump, or the debate isn't about issues. It ended at the very first question.
Right. Yep. No doubt. And you know, the thing that we've talked about this before. We're losing the culture. We're losing the culture with our worldview, but from a credibility standpoint. Now, Trump got in a lot of trouble up here in Iowa saying he never humbled himself before God. Well, yes, I mean, I prefer somebody who has. But that in and of itself, to admit that is an honesty part to him, I think, is something to review.
May I ask you something? Do you remember the quote of President Lincoln when they asked him when he was visiting the battlefield, and someone asked him if he was a Christian, and he admitted that he had not been, but at that very moment, he had come to know the Lord.
Right. Yeah. And I was going to say, you know, he's behaving like somebody that's never humbled themselves before
God.
Yes,
he is.
Okay.
I will admit that's true.
this is my line of reasoning on this, Beth. Now, the guy who says he's done that, who won the Iowa caucuses, Ted Cruz, continually has lack of judgment problems. The first one happened with the TPP, with helping it get out of committee.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had people from his PAC call me to work for him. And it was right at that time. And I said, no, that's just not the way it's going to be. And the thing that, because of that, and I was fed some kind of line, well, that was some kind of tactical thing, so he could get on the floor and criticize McConnell. Well, thank you. My grandkids and everybody who's going to, the economy's bad enough for losing jobs now. When the TPP gets into full effect, we're going to thank you for having at least taken a blast to McConnell, I guess.
Did you listen to the show when I had J.R. Martin on and he's written the book Selling Us Out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I found it interesting that Trump had read the book.
Yeah. And then you get into last night and that no one's talking about. Trump brought up John Roberts.
Yes.
And he says, oh, no, that's a lie. And he says, but I did write an op-ed in favor of him.
Yeah, I want you to hold on. I want you to hold on, Tim. We're going into a break. I want you to hold. There's much that didn't get said last night that should have been said. I don't know. They're making a big deal, and it is a big deal, over the Supreme Court thing. But I want you to hang on, because I want to hear what you have to say about that. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Would you pledge your life, your fortune, and your sacred honor? 877-895-5410. And Beth and Tim will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog, and then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run, or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Before we went into the break, we were visiting with Tim from Iowa. And Tim, we were talking about the Supreme Court people. You know, I kind of go back. I'm going to let you get in on this, but I kind of go back every time I think about these things to that article from Charlie Reese, the 545 versus the 300 million people. If people would just open their eyes and see that these people, these D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, Congress, senators and representatives, they are up there through their term. Then they come back and campaign for another term to fix the things that are going on in their term. But nothing ever gets fixed. The Democrats campaign to fix it. The Republicans campaign to fix it. But nothing ever gets fixed. But we keep getting farther and farther and farther in debt. We keep losing jobs. We are becoming outnumbered by the illegals and the legal immigrants here in this country. And I'm not against immigration. I am a melting pot. But when we talk about this Supreme Court, I want you to address that. But I wanted to say, they're making a big deal out of that, and it is a big deal. But it's not a big deal for Trump just yet. That may be filled before he or anybody else gets in the presidency, if he doesn't make it, and it's Hillary, or it's Sanders, or it's Cruz, or it's, we don't know. I know that one of them made the comment almost like, read my lips, this won't happen. Well, I remember what happened when somebody else said, read my lips, no new taxes. Anyway, I want you to talk about Roberts.
Yeah, and you're exactly right there with the Supreme Court, though. And they say there's going to be four more in the next term. They're probably going to have to step down because they're all mid-80s. Yeah, and they're all labor. They're the liberal ones.
Yeah.
But this is another example here of credibility. Again, you know, Trump's told us he hasn't humbled himself before God, and he behaves as such.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about that. But I think there's a certain honesty to that that helps me with trust in him on his credibility. But, you know, when he brings up last night that Cruz was backing Roberts 100% because he and let's face it, he was George W. Bush's nominee, and Cruz had worked for George W. Bush.
Yes.
And he turns around and says that's a lie. And then he turns around and says I wrote an op-ed in favor of him. Boy, that is bad.
It's double talk. I mean, and you know, Rubio's is too. Rubio's trying to stand on things. He's got the worst show-up record.
Yeah.
He's got the worst show-up. Now, I saw all kinds of things on Twitter. I've been trying to watch these things, and I'm seeing them coming from every side, all you know, every corner you could think possible, including the Democrat side. They're watching this and tweeting out. And it's just... You know, there were several of them said that they were from Florida. They weren't going to vote for Rubio because of its record, that he let them down. Then there were others saying, if you don't vote for Rubio, that's a vote for Trump, as if he was the enemy, which I guess in many people's eyes he is. I think the enemy is the arrogance of all these that are campaigning on the Democrat side and the Republican side, and how they're trying to manipulate the people, the voters.
Yeah.
And you talk about a con job. We've been conned by the GOP and the Democrats. I know, you know people and I know people that are registered Democrats that love their children, they love their grandchildren, and they don't want to see them enslaved to a communist government. But people can't seem to see it. Oh, absolutely.
We go to church with some of them.
Absolutely.
They share our values. And you know, Kasich needs to keep on what he's doing. It'll work out for him in the long run.
Don't you think it's comical, though, that they think Kasich should drop out? I mean, everybody wants the other guy to drop out so they can have his vote. I can tell you about it now,
because Kasich, I remember watching him and Tim Petty do special orders way back when.
Hmm.
Back when Newt was on there on C-SPAN showing us the civics program, college program that he had that Joe Arpaio shows all of his inmates now.
Okay.
And Kasich and Penny worked together on that budget, and that budget was excellent. And he's got, you know, they cut him off on foreign policy. He knows what you got to do. He knows, and he's friends with Duncan Hunter. I'm friends with Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
And guys like that know, we really don't want to intervene. But if we intervene, get in there and get out. Get in there. You know, that's how Reagan did it. Get in there and get out. Don't stay there forever. Because that's where the trouble starts on this stuff.
Well, it needs to...
All we need to stay the course.
We need to quit trying to rescue everyone else and keep ourselves safe. I guess I have a little bit of a libertarian ideal in me. Because I don't believe that we can't do anything. But I believe the wars are for money. I do believe that we have been fooled on that. I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much, Tim. Yeah. It's good to hear from you again. I'm going to let you go and go to Tyler from Illinois. Tyler, how are you today? Oh, Christopher from Massachusetts. I apologize. Christopher from Massachusetts. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, I hope I'm not out of sync. I told your call screener, but I did hear you say, would we be willing to give up our life, our sacred honor, and our fortune? And I thought about that, and I don't want to be too presumptuous. I hope I would. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking... if I might throw out to you that I think we're all in actually more danger than our ancestors were with the British government now, because with Agenda 21 and depopulation that and even in abortion meals in with affordable care, I think actually, you know, that we are in greater danger. And I think some of our forebears, better men than me, realized that if they didn't win, they were going to lose their fortunes. And to a greater degree, even now, I don't think our lives are safe if the baby isn't safe. We know they don't want us to have property, and they want a huge depopulation. And the Obamacare is, and the Agenda 21 confiscation, eradication of private property, and the grabbing, land grabbing that you brought to our knowledge is in sync. They all work together. So I just say, God help us, you know.
You know, and I think you're absolutely right. It's worse than our founding fathers were going through because, one thing, we don't recognize it.
Oh, yes.
It's been like the frog in the water.
Yes.
And it's happened a little at a time. You know, when we have a man get up, he's running for president, and he openly says he's a Democrat socialist. And we have the woman on that side that she admits that I am a progressive. You don't hear them talking about liberty. You don't hear them talking about the Constitution. Nobody on either side, occasionally Cruz mentions the Republic. They don't talk about that. They keep it out of the language, and the more it's kept out of the language, the less the American people seem to know and understand.
You sank the three-pointer. I don't know if you play basketball, but you did it.
Well, I can't dunk. At 5'1", I can't dunk.
Well, you did today. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Christopher. We have Tyler back from Illinois. Tyler, how are you?
I'm very well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to say, first of all, I'm a big supporter of Cruz. I'm a small business owner, and his plan for helping us out just really speaks to me a lot. But it seems to me like the establishment is really against Donald Trump and trying everything, you know, throwing everything but the kitchen sink at him. And, you know, even with Romney, that might have been their kitchen sink trying to get him out. But there are two candidates they still have in, Rubio and Kasich. If they really wanted Trump out of the nomination, could they not have them both drop out so all their votes go to Cruz?
You know, somebody mentioned that last night. Can you hang on, Tyler, because I apologize. I'm heading into another break. Can you hang on with me?
Yeah, sure can.
All right, thank you. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with America. I'm visiting with you, my best friends. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting right now with Tyler. It is Free for All Friday, but we are in the final segment. So if you've got something to say, you need to make her up really quick. 877-895-5410. Tyler, you know, what?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead. Go ahead with what you were saying.
Well, it just seems to me if they really, you know, obviously the establishment doesn't like Ted Cruz either. The strong constitutional values and the 21-hour filibuster in the Senate. He's not going to back down. He's not going to go with the flow. But it seems to me like they like him a lot better than Trump because they're throwing everything they can at Trump. So would they not be better off to have Rubio and Kasich drop out where their votes are going to go to Cruz? Because, you know, the people like them are anti-Trump very much so.
But the establishment don't like Cruz either. Now,
right.
they're kind of like we have said every they're kind of like what we've said every election. Well, I guess we have, our choice is the lesser of two evils, which is still evil, and that's what they see with Cruz and Trump. They now they're thinking, well, Cruz, if he's going to make it, he is the lesser of the two Trumps, I guess, of the two evils. But how they manipulate with the media. And I mostly watch Fox. I see some of the MS, well, I consider them all mainstream media anymore. But how they manipulate the listeners and the watchers, the viewers, they'll say Kasich needs to drop out so Rubio can have his votes, as if all of his votes were going to go to Rubio. They've definitely picked Rubio, but now they see Rubio might not pull it off in Florida. And if he doesn't in his own state, he's going to be pretty much done, I think.
Yeah, I see that game over for him.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't think he has shown, and maybe, you know, Rubio fans out there are going to get angry with me, and I apologize right up front. This is just Beth's opinion. Beth's opinion ain't always right. I think he's too immature. I think, you know, I know he's 44 years old, but I think he's immature for the position right now.
With his debate last night, now all he wanted to do was argue with Trump. I didn't get to catch the end of it. I fell asleep. But the beginning of it all, All he was doing was arguing with Trump over, you know, nitpicky things that had nothing to do with the election. When I see debate, I want to hear about their policies and what they're going to do to make this country better. I don't want to hear what they think about Trump.
And, you know, I've heard all of those candidates say one thing one time and another thing another, but they were only picking on Trump for it last night. And does it bother me? Yeah, it bothers me about all of them. But I've seen all of them, and you've just got to sift through it all. And, you know, it's in this day and age of the best, the greatest communication that we have, you know, it seems like we know less and less and less. Well, I appreciate the call, Tyler. Thank you so very much for your input. I want to get back to this as we close, unless some more callers decide to try and put it in before the end of the show. We pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Honor and duty are superior to rights and self-interest. We don't see that in D.C. these days. We see D.C. occupiers. We see a GOP, and we see the Democrats. All they care about, because they're career politicians, is their careers. The founders' clearest statement of this conviction occurs in the declaration of the causes and necessity of their taking up arms, co-authored by Jefferson and John Dickinson and approved by the Continental Congress in 1775. We have counted the cost of this contest and find nothing so dreadful as voluntary slavery. Look at what they're doing on the Democrat side. Voluntary slavery. Honor, justice, and humanity forbid us tamely gallant ancestors. We cannot endure the infamy and guilt of resigning succeeding generations to that wretchedness which inevitably awaits them if we basely entail hereditary bondage upon them. Have we not done this to our future generation, the ones we haven't murdered in abortion clinics? Have we not condemned them to slavery? I didn't want my grandchildren watching that debate last night. Those men weren't acting like gentlemen of honor. We are with one mind resolved to die free men, rather than to live as slaves. If the founders really believed that selfish interest was the foundation of human rights, they would have never believed that slavery and dishonor are worse even than death. What are the American people willing to sacrifice? What have we actually sacrificed? Susan Sarandon came out with a comment about the debate and how comical it was, what a circus it was. Susan Sarandon was correct. She was absolutely correct that it was a circus and it was a debacle, as one of the callers called it. But what Susan Sarandon doesn't understand, she is standing with Bernie Sanders. These TV staged meetings they call debates, baiting candidates, they give no pertinent information to the voters, and they fire up the progressives, and they're killing our republic. I don't give a snip about the GOP anymore. This is me. But I love our constitutional republic. And I have had it with being ignored, being manipulated, being taxed, enslaved, and kept in line. Susan Sarandon is correct in the fact it was a circus. But she is so misinformed on the other issues. She is choosing socialism. But make no mistake about it, What she is really choosing is communism over an independent republic. She chooses communism. What we saw last night in that debate was anything but informative. I didn't see one single man who was willing to pledge his life, his honor, his sacred honor, and his fortune. Not one. We're going into a weekend. Patriots, you cannot sleep. You must stand vigilant. You must watch every side of your yard to keep it from being invaded. You must be willing to get involved where you are for your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. We must stand together to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided this book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSC Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Get Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.